Yeah, well, it's a very good news story for Donegal. The 10 points to spare at the end of this top of the table clash with Clare in Father Tierney Park. 4-11 to 2-7. That's how it ended. Donegal really took this game by the scruff of the neck from very early. Though Clare did start well and they had a goal and a point in the opening 4 minutes. Nevo D with the goal after just a minute, and the Ailish Considine stepped up with the free 3 minutes later. But really, Donegal took over from there. Yvonne McGuinigal scored 3 goals all in the first half, and she got the first of those on 5 minutes. She added a second on 10 minutes, and well, she crowned a perfect first half performance with a third on 26 minutes. She also got in on the scoring act and added points, point scoring act on 7 minutes as well, on 17 and 20 minutes as well. Jordy McLaughlin, the only other Donegal scorer in that first half, but Donegal really were supreme, playing against the breeze. As I said, Clare got off to that good start with that goal and a point in the opening 4 minutes, but Nevo D frees two of them in the final, in the second quarter, were their only response to a dominant Donegal, who were powered at midfield by Cathy Hearn and Karen Guthrie, who were really rolling back the years this afternoon, and Niamh Hegarty spraying the ball around. Two spectacular free passes set Yvonne McGuinigal free for those goals. Donegal very much in control at half time, and well, they piled on the pressure early in the second half, and they had 3-9 to 1-3 on the board before Nevo D got Clare's first point of the second half. That was on 43 minutes. Geraldine McLaughlin and McGuinigal, Cathy Hearn getting the goals, and really with just about 10 minutes remaining, Geraldine McLaughlin wrapped up this game when she got Donegal's fourth goal, again squeezing the ball in under the keeper from a very tight angle, racing in over on the stand side here in Father Tierney Park. Donegal much the better side. Niamh Considine, Orla McDevitt, Ailish Considine did a post-consolation point. Clare also got a goal later on. Niamh Considine from tore through the Donegal defence, but by that stage Donegal were well in control. So a good, competent performance by Donegal really sowed the seeds of the victory in the first half with those 3 goals from player of the match Yvonne McGuinigal, who really was on excellent form. But this was all round good performance, tight at the back, maybe not as tight as they would like in the closing minutes, and maybe caught a little napping early on as well for that early clear goal. But no question about it, Donegal deserving victors here, Miles. 4-11 to 2-7, that's how it's ended, and Donegal can now look forward to a semi-final in Division 2 and a crack at promotion to Division 1 once again.